All right. We are back here. It is Wednesday. Yes, dealing with the middle of another week. Mandy Steinberger in from Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Is it still foggy out there, kind of, sort of?
A little bit.
I got
not
a window,
bad.
But I can't really see much.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's not too bad.
Happy New Year, young lady.
Happy New Year to you, too.
How did the holidays treat you? Did you have good holidays?
It was really fantastic. It was slamming busy at the teen center, but, you know, love
when
people.
Isn't it?
Right. Well, I mean, there are the slower days when it's like bitter, bitter cold, but you still have those people that don't right. like they'll. They're from here, you know.
That's where we live.
Right.
That's why I keep telling people. It's like, no, it's where we live.
Right.
So January coming up here, and I got this email from you, and there's all sorts of stuff going on, and you're changing some things up. So let's just start at the beginning of the sheet here. Can we talk about the after school program?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's going on with that?
So, of course, our after school program is open for youth ages 10 and up from after school from 3:15 to 5:30. On early out days, we do open up early so that we can be there for them. So we're open at 1:15 on early out days.
How nice is that?
And so, yeah, they love that. They'll come right on over and enjoy that. We do have early out movie days then, too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go into that a little bit later. That's what we've got for our after school program. Youth under 10 are welcome, but they do need an adult to come with them. So,
all right. So parents make note of that. Let's talk about the pool tournaments. Now, is this what's been switched, right?
No, the pool tournaments are staying on Mondays.
Okay, yep. That's on Monday.
Right. Every Monday we've got our pool tournament again from 3:15 to 5:30.
Got it.
Best to come in or at least call to let us know if you want to be on that bracket so that if you're going to be late, you still want to, participate.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
Right.
So we have first, second, and third place winners get a treat and their name on the weekly winner's plaque.
All
so
right.
They have to defend that every week.
It's the ping pong tournaments
Correct.
That have switched, but we'll get to that.
Right.
Let's talk, and this is kind of in that vein, the game table challenge. What is this about, Tuesdays and Thursdays?
So our tabletop challenge Tuesdays used to be just Tuesdays, but because we scooched our ping pong tournament, we decided, well, why not just do it Tuesdays and Thursdays? So tabletop challenge went from Tuesdays to Tuesdays and Thursdays. You come in, challenge your friend to a game, and get a baked good or a treat for those that don't win. So a smaller treat. So yeah, it's just a fun thing for them to do and come in and get some treats and get some competition going.
I can't believe all the things you got going over there. Let's move on to Win It Wednesdays. What's Win It Wednesdays? Is this something new?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I was like, okay, so I tried a couple different things for Wednesdays. It wasn't sticking. I was like, you know what? What if there was like a way to say thank you to the kids that came in, you know,
right.
every day mm-hmm. during the week? So every Wednesday I'm going to have them, I'm going to do a drawing throughout the week, Monday through Friday. They're going to register every day that they come in there. They're going to register their name. So the more days that they come,
better the odds.
Right.
Yeah.
And so on every Wednesday, I'm going to draw a winner for a free mini DQ Blizzard. So that they can enjoy that.
Geez, I'd register for that in a heartbeat.
Right.
Good
so, yeah,
prize.
That is our Win It Wednesday.
All right.
We've got going. And
something brand new.
Yes.
Let's talk about the ping pong tournaments because you moved this.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Because of a lot of the ones that wanted to participate in the ping pong tournament, a lot of times they were in other sports and those usually have games on those Thursdays. They asked us, you know, can we move that? And so the staff that loves to do that was like looking at the schedule and, you know, figured out Fridays would be a good match. And they agreed. So we moved it to Fridays to be able to accommodate those that wanted to participate in it.
Right.
So
user friendly. It's what you're all about over there.
Right. Well, I mean, if something's not working, you don't keep it.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Change it. By all means, change it.
Right.
So let's talk about, you got an early on movie day coming up.
We do.
And I have not seen this movie. This is one of the few that you've offered up that I haven't seen yet.
Oh, yeah. It's good, Bill. I recommend it. It is a really good movie. We're watching Up.
Okay.
So Up is going to be our movie. Called over to Econo, of course, ordered those three massive T-Rex cookies, Oreo caramel.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for that.
Right.
Now I'm hungry all over again.
Yep. I give them creative freedom. They decorate them, and they are phenomenal at that. Every time the kids are just, and I am amazed at how it looks. But so Econo Bakery, it whips that together, and they do a drawing during the, about 3:30. You know, after the movie, we do the movie about 2:15.
Okay.
And then about 3 o'clock, we have our pizzas ready for those that ordered them. And that's $2.75 a slice or $6 for two slices and a soda or water. And then, we'll do the, the drawing about 3:30.
Yeah.
And then we'll go back to skating, sledding, indoor games, and a lot of fun. But, yeah, that's... there's going to be, of course, the free admission. You know, it doesn't cost anything. We have free popcorn. We're going to have puppy chow for the treat.
Love puppy chow.
And then, we've got, of course, free popcorn. And, That's what we've got there for our movie day. So
Is there a criteria? I mean, you know, obviously family friendly movies, but do you decide what movies you're going to offer up?
I usually talk, with my kids, and we'll get different suggestions, and then, I like to make sure it's all age friendly. So if mom wants to bring in her 2-year old, that I know it's going to be as good for them as it is for me, and I always make sure it's something that even I would love.
Right.
So it is. It's there's criterion that I definitely use, and it just comes down to, is it enjoyable for everyone?
Sure. And it works out.
It does.
So I've been asking all my guests this question, so you're not getting out of here till I ask.
Oh.
Now that it's 2023, when you look back on 2022, is it a good year for you over there at the Teen Center?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was challenges. Definitely some challenges, but we saw an outpouring of support like I've never seen before.
Really?
And from our community, from the businesses, our sponsors, and people were seeing what I've been doing, what we've been doing, me and my team there, and They wanted to support it in any way they could.
Well, so. Mandy, you're doing great things over there. So no surprise to me that people would like to line up behind you and make sure that you get what you need.
Well, and things like our skate, have you seen our skating rink there over there?
I have. I went by there the other day. It was really busy. I love seeing that. A lot of kids out there.
So, but yeah, the having the hockey area, by themselves, so they don't have to worry about little ones in their way. They don't have to worry about finding a place. And then those with the little ones don't have to worry about hockey pucks and sticks.
Yeah, right.
Having their areas, and it's, all that made possible by the Wilkin County Children's Collaborative, that PA system that allows us to keep the kids safe, Richland Wilkin Community Foundation.
Yep.
I mean, and just DQ and Walmart. I mean, I could go into my list of.
But you'll forget somebody. Yeah,
right,
that's what always happens.
So, and then of course the city that, all of the guys that come over there, clear the ice, working hard. People don't get to see that. Mm-hmm. They don't get to see the
what
hard
goes
work
on
that
behind
goes,
it, right.
So it's and they do. They work hard and we appreciate it.
So 2023, got the year coming up here, brand new year.
Right.
Are you excited about it? Do you got some new things coming up, or don't you want to play spoiler?
So I'm playing around with a possible little winter fundraiser.
Okay.
But it's I have to make sure my timing is right.
Well, you save that, and the minute you know what's going on, I want to know.
You will be the first to know, Bill.
So you can come in here, and we can tell everybody about it.
That sounds fantastic.
Mandy, anything else you want to add for January before we wrap it up for this month?
you know, just that we are available year round for rentals.
That's
$65
right.
for 4 hours, Bill, and you can skate, sled, do all of the indoor games. You've got a game room closet full of board games and other games in there. Just lots of things for everybody there, and call City Hall, Breckenridge City Hall, to rent it.
Well, just know you and your staff over there are doing wonderful things for the community. It's always great having you in here. I look forward to this little segment every month. So we will see you again in the month of Hearts in February.
Sounds good.
And we'll talk more about things going on.
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me.
You bet. Mandy Steinberger, Breckenridge Community and Teen Center. It is 9:18 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. We've got a cloudy sky, 15 degrees.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father.